SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump believes presidents should have input on the Federal Reserve decisions.
During his presidency, Trump repeatedly attacked the nation's central bank for lacking vision and ripped Fed Chairman Jerome Powell as clueless about the economy and interest rates. As he seeks another White House term, the former president says he could handle fiscal policy better than the Fed.
In my case, I made a lot of money. I was very successful, and I think I have a better instinct than in many cases, people that would be on the Federal Reserve or the chairman.
Many economists believe it's best for the Fed, which is an independent agency, to avoid political interference. Greg Clugston, Washington.
New report out of Microsoft finds Iran is quickly going to online activity apparently intended to influence the American election in November. The report shows Iranian actors creating fake news sites, impersonating activists, and in one case, targeting a U.S. presidential official with an email phishing attack. Microsoft says the activity shows Iran is laying the groundwork to stoke division. Also at SRNnews.com, a reappointment in Iran's nuclear agency.
Iran's newly elected president has reappointed a U.S. educated official who came under United Nations sanctions as head of the country's nuclear department. State TV says civil engineer Mohammed Islami will continue his work as head of the country's civil nuclear program. The 67-year-old's reappointment by President Masoud Pezeshkian comes as Iran remains under heavy Western sanctions following the collapse of the 2015 deal that curbed Iran's nuclear activities in exchange for sanctions relief. But the United Nations sanctioned Islami in 2008 for his involvement with Iran's nuclear development. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
And this is SRN News. An atheist group goes after a religious organization.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation has filed a formal complaint with the Internal Revenue Service seeking to have the tax-exempt status of the Catholic League revoked. The foundation accuses the League of dabbling in politics because of a series of social media posts that point out Vice President Kamala Harris's support for abortion and the LGBT agenda. The League says it has First Amendment rights and will not stop posting. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Louisiana has some new pro-life, or rather pro-family laws, including some that have been blocked by former Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards. Now that Republican Jeff Landry has entered office, previously vetoed bills have been able to pass and become law. One new statute broadly bars teachers from discussing so-called gender identity and sexual orientation in the schools. This is SRN News. All right, let's say you and the family have a big vacation plan in line and you don't know exactly what to do. Well, have we got a deal for you? You'll love this. Then again, maybe you won't.
It's a competition between hunters to capture the most and longest Burmese pythons. The 10-day hunt is meant to incentivize hunters to capture the invasive snakes in Florida to win prizes among a share of $30,000. But the grand prize winner with the most snakes humanely killed gets $10,000. The Florida Wildlife Commission aims to bring public awareness of the harms of this invasive species in Florida with this event. John Scott reporting.
Wall Street ending the week Friday on an up note. The Dow gaining 51 points. S&P 500 was ahead 24. NASDAQ moved up 85. And oil was in the green by 65 cents. More details at SRNnews.com.